injury, let's go to the injury list first. Patrick Manley was sick today, so he wasn't able to practice. Hopefully he'll be good to go tomorrow. Julius Peppers didn't practice. Coach's decision, my decision for him. That was a plan all along. Evan Rodriguez has a knee that he's still trying to get it a little bit better, so he wasn't able to do anything today. And then Earl Bennett has a hand injury, so he was limited today. And Matt Forte continues to get better, being able to do a little bit more each day. Can't tell you a lot more than that as far as Matt is concerned, except for he's getting better, and that's been the case all along with him. Excited about playing the Cowboys, two and one teams, similar football teams. You know, for us going on the road, got to be able to win on the road in NFL, simple as that. We're excited about getting the full-time, the regular officials back. Life's good in NFL. I think our entire team needs a boost right now, and we need to improve in a lot of areas. Running game-wise, last week we had 34 rushes. That's a good day when you – it's a commitment to the run as much as anything. Some days pretty simple. Some days, I mean, the yards per carry won't be up there, but if you stay committed to the run, it can do some other things for you. But, yeah, we need to improve on our run in our running game, just like a lot of other areas on our football team. Most areas on our football team. All areas on our football team. No, I don't think so. I think you look at it the other way a little bit. First off, when we moved them, it's not like, you know, it's one, you know, every 20 plays or so. The majority of the time they are going against one specific guy. But I think just that's a change of pace. And a change of pace is just a few plays out of position. I think that's a pretty good thing to do. So it's not like we're going to move Julius Peppers inside at the nose for 30 plays, anything like that. Just going to occasionally put him in different spots. And I think that's beneficial for all the linemen. You know, I would like to think we've always done that. We've really analyzed exactly how many defensive linemen you need up each week, and that's based on how many we would really play. We had 8 defensive linemen up one game, and the 8th guy didn't play. So we have a good 7-man rotation, and we feel good about all of them playing, you know, a certain amount of reps about how we've had it right now. So it's pretty much how we're going with it. We have a couple of options. Spathe is one of them. And that's a good thing when a player, not good thing, but if a player can't go at a position like that, it does give you an opportunity to really focus in on what your backup plan is. And we have a couple of options, but Matt is a part of that, yes. I think just kind of going against the 3-4 helps you. But, you know, you can – Green Bay has one dominant pass rusher, of course. Dallas has a dominant pass rusher, but their other guys pretty good too. I think the 3-4 just in general. And we played a lot of other 3-4 teams too. So a lot of 3-4 teams in the league right now. So it's not like it's, you know, we're going against something that we're not familiar with. And we feel pretty good about our game plan we'll have.